Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So we have details emerging from the school shooting down in Georgia, and maybe this is one of the more stunning revelations this afternoon.
The shooter is in custody. His name is Colt, that's C-O-L-T, Gray. He is a 14-year-old student here at the school, G-R-A-Y. He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder, and he will be tried as an adult and handled as an adult.
You know, I want to hear more about that, handled as an adult, because that was a little surprising when I heard that. Former St. Louis County Police Chief, former St. Louis Councilman Tim Fitch with us this afternoon. Chief, what really pops there is this kid was 14 years old.
Yeah, it's always stunning when they're that age. But I'll tell you, Mark, this isn't the first time we've seen that. Go back to 98. And look at the Westside Middle School shooting in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Those two shooters, they killed five people, 11 and 13. So this is not unheard of, but it is rare.
Yeah, well, in this particular situation, there's a lot of positives when it comes to law enforcement, it seems, from this perspective. They seemingly were on the scene very, very quickly. Unfortunately, two adults were killed, two teachers, two kids. Nine people total, so I guess that would be five injured, and police swarmed very quickly and then got this kid into custody.
That's right. There were two school resource officers there at the school when this happened. Now you'll have some people say, well, it didn't stop it from happening. It certainly stopped it from being much, much, much worse. I can remember fighting on the county council, Lisa Clancy and Kelly Dunway wanting to get rid of the county school resource officers because they said it was nothing more than making a school to prison pipeline. So they wanted to get rid of them. And this is one of the reasons why those school resource officers are so important and why they're there. If they were standing right there when it happened, it would have been over with much less carnage. But it takes, you know, it probably took them a minute or so to get to where it was actually happening. The real question is where did this 14-year-old get a weapon? My guess is out of the home somewhere. It wasn't
right.
Secured. That's usually how these things happen. And, you know, everybody likes to talk about we need more laws. Show me anywhere where a 14-year-old can possess any kind of weapon like this, except I know some are allowed to have them when they go hunting, those type of things. And I don't know. Have we heard yet, Mark, what kind of weapon was used?
They didn't say in the news conference, no. I mean, we don't even know if it was a long gun or not. But here's KJP to your point earlier today.
We continue to call on Congress to do something. We need universal background checks. We need to ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines. Require safe storage of firearms.
Now we don't know. You know, we don't know if these things were safely stored. You can all have all the gun laws and all the laws on the planet, but it might not do any good. And in this particular case, to your point, I'm pretty sure he was violating a bunch of laws that were already on the books.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, we'll start to find out a little bit more about his mental health status, you know, what was going on with this individual. But, you know, these things always start the same way with a grievance. You know, there's something well known in this threat assessment world called Pathway to Targeted Violence, and they all start with a grievance. So that'll be one of the questions. Why did he do this? What was his grievance, real or perceived? So hopefully that will come out. But my guess is he had, you know, he had some preparation before he did this. He didn't just walk in and decide one day. And there are many opportunities to stop these things before they happen if people around them, specifically loved ones, are paying attention to what's going on. And, you know, when's the last mass school shooting that we had? Do you remember?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I'm not exactly
Uvalde.
Sure.
Uvalde was the last big school
that was after, because I'm going to spend some time here on what happened in Nashville with Audrey Hale, but was that one, Uvalde was after that one?
Yes. Uvalde was 2.5 years ago. I'm talking about a big, you know, big numbers, big mass shooting. There's been, you know, others, 4, 5, 2, 3, those are bad enough, but I'm talking about the mass
right.
shooting.
Yeah, I guess Audrey Hale, there were three victims in Nashville.
Yeah, those typically don't generate as much, of course, media interest. They usually go, you know, they quiet down quite quickly. But the big ones like Uvalde and Parkland High School and Newtown at Sandy Hook, those tend to stay around for a long, long time as far as conversation, research, and all of that. So we'll have to see. It's still developing, but the real question here is, how did a 14-year-old get a weapon like whatever it was? Did the parents leave it unlocked? You know, did he steal it out of a house? You know, where did it come from?
So let me kind of bring this back to some things happening locally, because this is certainly a story we want answers to. But we have two stories in St. Louis that are rather interesting right now that I can juxtapose, and they both involve, you know, law enforcement to a certain extent. The one is, there's a story in our local paper this morning. St. Louis mother wants real answers, that's in quotes, after her teen son detained at gunpoint by police. And there's some Ring camera video that's been released of what happened on August 23rd with India Harvey, who says her 17-year-old son has marks on his arm because police kind of roughed him up. And you see some of the things that happened through this Ring camera. I don't know all the circumstances. I don't think you do. I don't even think anybody does at this point. But that's all of a sudden, you know, a news because it involves cops. The bigger story would be a 4-year-old kid who is killed yesterday, or I guess before midnight on Monday, when no adults are in the room and another kid shoots him. I mean, you talk about gun violence. Let's talk about that. I'm pretty sure that that's not something that should have happened, where a 4-year-old should have had access to a weapon like that.
That's exactly what I was talking about. What happened in Georgia today is, where did this young boy, 14 years old, get a weapon to do this? And it really goes back to the home. It goes back to their parents or whoever it is they're living with it are allowing them. Mark, I had a really sad suicide that I handled years ago with a 15-year-old who shot and killed himself with a rifle. This was a suicide. And I noticed he had marks on his wrists where he clearly had cut his wrists previously to this, where he shot and killed himself. And I asked the parents, where did he get this rifle? And they said, well, you know, he cut his wrists in October. We got him the rifle for Christmas.
What?
Yeah. You know what, Mark? These are smart people. They are smart people who love their family, love their kids. But I can't explain that.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't explain it. I can't. And they're smart people. You know, both have good jobs. I just don't understand how some, you know, parents will allow these type of things and it to happen. Can they not tell their child, no, you can't have a rifle for Christmas? And we see how it ended. It was a very sad. Now, this many years ago, it still affects me to this day.
I can tell. That is a stunning story. Well, Chief, thanks for jumping on here this afternoon. I am going to spend a little time in the next segment on what happened in Nashville with Michael Patrick Leahy, who is the editor-in-chief of the Tennessee Star. And his publication had to go to the courts to try to get this manifesto, or wherever you might call it, the diary release. But I appreciate coming on here. Hopefully, we'll have some more answers on what happened down in Georgia soon. You have a great week.
All right. Yep,
all right, take
too.
Care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.